Chapter 8. Pucker Up. Ah! We shout. My stomach swoops. Cold water rains down on us as we go over. It feels like we're taking the biggest shower ever. Water goes in my nose. A lot of it. The boat lands at the bottom of the falls and then capsizes. Jonah and I fall out and are suddenly upside down and underwater. Somehow, miraculously, my flip-flops stay on my feet as I swim to the surface. I pop my head above the water, sputtering and pushing my wet hair out of my eyes. Prince doggy paddles up next to me, his fur soaked. He's okay. We're okay. I look around in every direction. Oh no, where is my brother? Jonah! I yell. I don't see him anywhere. My heart thumps. Jonah! I yell, and Prince starts barking. Where are you? I cry. Right here! I blink. My brother is on the other side of the upside-down canoe, as soaking wet as I am. Phew! I'm fine, he assures me. That was fun! Can we do it again? No, I say simply, trying to catch my breath while treading water. Is he crazy? I'd call what we just did a lot of things, but definitely not fun. Okay, maybe a tiny bit fun. Also a tiny bit refreshing. Okay, a lot refreshing. What can I say? This kingdom is hot. I grab hold of the other side of the canoe. Where did the not Frederick Frog go? I ask. Is he okay? He must have jumped away, Jonah says. I look around as we bob in the water. We're in some sort of lagoon, surrounded by more gigantic trees. The water on this side of the falls is much calmer and not too deep.
Are you guys okay?
Someone asks. The voice came from a lily pad near the shore. It came from a frog. A frog doing push-ups. Could there be more than one talking frog? And would your average frog be doing push-ups? Frederick! I call out. Is that you?
It's me! He shouts back. 49!
He says, doing another push-up, his little green froggy legs stretched out straight to support his full weight. He bends his legs, lowering his belly to the ground.
And 50. Done.
He wipes his forehead with his little leg.
Sorry, I need to keep in shape,
he adds. Yay, we found him. I've never been so happy to see an exercising frog in my life. Also, I realize that being bigger, greener, and having bulgy eyes and lots of spots aren't the only differences between the frog/toad and Frederick. Frederick is wearing shorts. Shorts! Brown ones! How did I miss that? I guess they blended into the background of the well. We've been looking for you, I tell Frederick, swimming toward him. Jonah follows close behind, and Prince does as well. Where did you go? I ask our froggy friend. Frederick glances at me sheepishly.
I tried to follow the princess, but she got away. She was too fast on her horse again.
He sighs.
I don't think she would have helped me.
I'm not sure she would have either, I admit, reaching the shore. She didn't seem very nice. Sorry about that. But don't worry, I add. I have a new plan. We don't need that princess. We don't need any princess.
We don't?
Frederick hops toward me.
Hey, are you a fairy?
No, I tell him, but I'm going to turn you human. His eyes bulge even more than normal.
You are?
Yes.
How?
I'll tell you in a second, I say. I step out of the water, Jonah at my side, and Prince at my heels, all three of us completely soaked. My flip-flops make squishing sounds on the ground. I yank a section of my flannel pajama bottoms away from my leg, and it plasters right back to my skin. Jonah looks like he took a bath in his pajamas. Prince gives himself a big, hearty shake, and water flies everywhere. Frederick hops onto a big rock so he's up higher.
So how are you going to change me?
he asks. I wring out my wet hair and push it back behind my shoulders. There are a few things we can try, I say.
How do you know?
He asks. Where I come from, there's a story called The Frog Prince. Frederick looks really happy suddenly.
I'm the Frog Prince,
he says, puffing up his little green chest. I know. Anyway, there are many versions of the story. And you always change back to your human form by the end, but the way it happens is always different.
Great, he cries. Let's try. What's the best one?
Well, the grim one might hurt, so let's start with the more popular one. In that version, the princess kisses the frog. Right after the kiss, the frog changes back.
Okay then, Frederick says. Let's try that. Kiss me, Abby.
Jonah cracks up.
I thought you said no one is kissing anyone, Abby. You really going to kiss a frog? You're not even a princess.
I scowl at my brother. Yes, Jonah, I'm going to kiss a frog. And I bet it doesn't matter that I'm not a princess. It's the act of kindness, a human kissing a frog even though he's a frog, that matters. Jonah is bent over in laughter.
Are you going to kiss him on the lips?
He squeals. I give Frederick a close inspection. I was thinking on the nose, I say.
But what about what happens in the movie? Jonah asks. Didn't Tiana turn into a frog after she kissed the frog? What if you turn into a frog?
That only happened in the movie, I say. We are not in the movie. Does this look like the city of New Orleans? No, it does not. I hold my hand out, palm up, in front of Frederick. Come on up. He jumps onto my hand, and I lift him up. Ready? I ask. I am going to kiss a frog.
I am about to kiss a frog.
I better not turn into a frog.
Ready?
He exclaims. He stretches out his nose. I lean over. His nose and lips are pretty much all the same. I pucker my lips and give him a quick peck. Honestly, kissing a frog isn't so awful. Frederick isn't that slimy. His skin feels like regular skin that's just coated in something slimy, like Vaseline. And he smells like nothing, really. Maybe he smells a little bit like the bottom of a lake. Or a well. I pull back.
Oh, hey, I did not turn into a frog.
I put Frederick back on the ground. Unfortunately, he still is a frog. I should give it a few seconds, right? Maybe some crazy purple swirl is going on in his body that I can't see. Maybe any second now he'll morph from a 6-inch-tall amphibian to a 6-foot-tall prince. I tilt my head and look closely at him to see if anything's changing. Nothing happens. He doesn't turn into a prince. He is still small. He is still green. He is still a frog.
Crumbs. Did it work?
Frederick asks. I have to give him the bad news. No, I say.
Try again, he orders.
Frederick sure can be bossy sometimes. But hey, I get it. I'd be bossy, too, if I got turned into a frog and had to depend on someone else to turn me back. I try again. Another peck on the nose slash lips. It still doesn't work.
Jonah, you try,
Frederick says.
Gross, Jonah says, wrinkling up his face. I don't want to kiss a frog.
Jonah, I command, kiss the frog. Jonah takes a step back, crossing his arms over his chest.
Why would it work if I kiss him, but not if you kiss him? Neither of us are princesses.
I don't know, but we might as well try it. Come on. Jonah groans. Then he leans over to Frederick, who is still in my hand.
Hello. Nice to meet you up close.
Hello,
Frederick says. His bulging eyes are so hopeful. Please work, please work. A shadow crosses Jonah's face.
There's something familiar about you.
About me?
Frederick asks.
Yeah.
Jonah looks confused. He scratches his head. Twice. He squints his eyes at Frederick and bites his lower lip.
Didn't you have a stuffed frog when you were a kid? I ask.
Frederick gasps.
You stuffed a frog?
A stuffed animal frog, I say quickly. It was a toy, which he loved. He named it Ribbit. Nana got it for him for Hanukkah one year. I turn back to my brother.
Maybe Frederick reminds you of Ribbit.
Maybe, Jonah says, scratching again above his ear. He must be having a Mary Rose memory.
Or maybe our fairy friend had a pet frog, I offer.
Frederick hops on his froggy toes.
You have a fairy friend? Can she help us?
Unfortunately, she's not here, I say. Just her memories are.
Huh?
Frederick asks. Not important, I say with a wave of my hand. Jonah, can you get on with it? We don't have all day. The frog has to turn human soon so we can get home before Mom and Dad wake up. I give my watch a fast glance. It's now 1 a.m. back home. Jonah quickly kisses Frederick on the nose slash lips.
There. Happy? That better work.
It doesn't. Frederick is still a frog.
Let the dog try,
Frederick begs.
Really?
I ask skeptically. Prince? Frederick nods.
Yes, why not? Dog, come here.
I guess so. Prince's kisses have been magical before, and his name is royal. Prince, come, I call. Prince runs over, tail wagging.
Can you give the frog a kiss? I ask him.
Prince always seems to understand me. Woof, 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 he replies, wagging his tail even more. Prince towers over Frederick, and Frederick takes a leap back, possibly reconsidering.
He's not going to eat me, is he?
I don't think so, I say. You won't eat Frederick, right, Prince?
Woof!
I hope that's a no. I point Prince toward Frederick. Prince sticks out his tongue and licks the entire side of Frederick's body, drenching Frederick in dog slobber.
Enough! Enough!
Frederick cries, scowling.
It's not working! Get him off!
I pull Prince away.
Thanks, Princey.
Now what? Frederick asks. We're out of people.
And animals, Jonah adds. We should probably ask the princess. That's just supposed to turn him back into a human.
We're not asking the princess, I snap. We don't need her. We should try throwing Frederick against the wall anyway. That's what worked in the Grimm story.
Oh, boy, Frederick says. That does sound grim.
Huh. That was funny, although he probably doesn't get the joke. Jonah's eyes brighten.
Let's try that. Let's throw him against a wall.
I stare at my brother. You were squeamish about the kissing, but have no problem throwing a frog against a wall? He cocks his head to the side.
Why would I have a problem throwing a frog against a wall?
You wouldn't. You're weird. I look around the forest. Anyway, there is no wall anywhere around here.
Can we throw him against a tree?
Jonah asks, pointing at the closest one. I wince. Sounds painful.
No more painful than throwing me against a wall,
Frederick argues.
Just do it. I want you to.
All right, I say, and pick Frederick up. I find the closest tree and raise my arm. Frederick's whole body tenses. Now.
Okay, now.
Really this time.
What's the problem?
Frederick asks, looking up at me.
I can't throw you against a tree, I cry. I'm sorry, I can't do it.
You have to, Frederick insists.
I'll do it, Jonah calls out. I don't mind.
I pass Frederick to him. Not too hard, I remind him.
Ready?
Jonah asks.
Ready,
Frederick says, but I can see his small frog body scrunching up.
Jonah rolls his arm back like he's throwing a baseball. Then he suddenly stops.
Hey, he says, I think there's someone behind that tree.
Frederick stretches his neck to look.
I don't see anyone.
Me neither, I say, glancing around the trunk.
I'm pretty sure I saw someone with a blue hat on, Jonah insists.
I'll go check it out, Frederick says, taking a flying leap over to the tree.
He disappears behind it, then hops back over to us.
Nope, no one there. No one at all. There's a tall plant with a blue flower at the top. Maybe you saw that.
Yeah, probably, Jonah says, holding out his hand.
Frederick jumps onto his palm.
Okay, back to business, Jonah says as he winds up his arm. On your mark, get set, let's go!
I clench. This is going to hurt. Jonah throws, and Frederick flies in an arc across the sky.
Ah!
Frederick screams. His arms and legs are spread-eagled and pointed in all directions, and is headed right toward the tree. I can't watch. I slam my eyes shut. Smash! I open my eyes again and go running toward the tree. Frederick is on the ground in an awkward position. Are you okay? I call out.
Maybe, he squeaks. Did I change back into a human?
How much bad news do I have to give the poor little guy?
No,
I tell him. Still a frog. He groans. Sorry, I say.
Maybe it can't be a tree, Jonah points out. Maybe it has to be an actual wall, like it was in the story.
I glance around. Trees, trees, and more trees. No walls here.
Well, then we'll find a wall, Frederick says.
Okay, either this frog likes slamming into hard surfaces, or he really, really, really wants to be human again. I'm going with option two. You want my brother to throw you again? Frederick nods.
If that's what it takes, then yes.
Let's go to the palace, Jonah says. I saw it when I climbed the tree. It's not too far that way, he adds, pointing toward the path.
I grind my teeth. I told you I don't want to get the princess involved. She's horrible. We don't need her.
We don't have to get her involved, my brother says. There's a wall around the palace.
Frederick slurps up a fly with his tongue.
Then let's go.
I consider what Jonah said. Wait. You could see the palace when you climbed the tree?
Jonah nods. Yep.
I narrow my eyes at my brother. Does that mean you could see the waterfall too?
Yep.
Jonah!
What?
He asks sheepishly.
It was fun.
I shake my head. Lead the way, I say, and he does.